This morning for our Bible study, let's turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, and I'll read verses 14 down through verse 17. Paul declares, I'm a debtor, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that at Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, or to the Gentile. Verse 17, for in this gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written. This is from Habakkuk, Paul is quoting here, the just shall live by faith. Now I want to consider several things from these four verses this morning. The first one, Paul says here in verse 14, he's a debtor. He's a debtor unto God. I believe every believer can identify with what Paul is saying here. A debtor unto God. Paul again writes in Romans 8, verse 12, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, but we are debtors unto God. We are debtors unto God in many ways. That is, we are owing to God, to His mercy, to His grace, to His forgiveness in Christ Jesus. We're owing to all of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are debtors to the righteous Father who chose us and blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We read in Romans 8, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He glorified. You can see Paul is saying here clearly, I'm a debtor to God's sovereign mercy. Secondly, we're a debtor to the Lord Jesus Christ, His priestly redeeming work, His atoning sacrifice. We read again in Romans 3, 24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be a propitiation, that's a mercy seat, a sacrifice, through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. So we are debtors to God's sovereign mercy. We're debtors to the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. He died as a believer's substitute, putting away their sin. Thirdly, we're debtors to the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who called us and quickened us with this gospel. We read in John chapter 6, verse 63, it's the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So truly we can say, all who believe the gospel of God's saving grace in Christ Jesus are indebted to God's mercy and grace in Christ. We can easily see we're entirely indebted to God in every aspect of salvation, from our election in eternity unto salvation to our final glorification in Christ Jesus. The whole of salvation is of the Lord. We are debtors to God. That's what Paul is saying here. And I pray that as you consider this text this morning, that God has shown you and taught you that you are indeed indebted to God's mercy and grace. Secondly, Paul says because he's a debtor to God's mercy and grace, pardon of sin in Christ Jesus, he is ready to preach this gospel to those who at Rome and in all places. Because we are owing to God's mercy, we're willing and ready to preach and present this gospel into all places. Our Lord instructed His church, and in the Gospels we read, He said, go into all the world and preach this gospel to every creature. Paul instructed the believers in his day to be ready always to give an answer to every man that would ask you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So we're ready to preach the gospel to every creature in all places, and we're ready to give an answer to every man that would ask us the reason of our hope of salvation. And I hope we can all point to the Lord Jesus Christ and say that salvation is through Him, because of Him, and in Him. Now in Romans 1, verse 16, we read, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes this gospel. The apostle declares that he's not ashamed of this gospel of God's grace, of God's mercy to the guilty through Christ Jesus, this gospel of salvation through a substitute. Christ was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Though this message of substitution and satisfaction in Christ to some seemed nonsense, and to some it was a stumbling block, those Jews stumbled over Christ crucified. But Paul is saying here, I'm not ashamed of it. It's the power of God unto my salvation. That's why he said, I'm determined to know nothing among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul was not ashamed to believe it, nor was he ashamed to declare it. My friend, God has ordained the preaching of this gospel as a very means to call out his sheep. This gospel of substitution, satisfaction to the surety mediator, our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord said, my sheep will hear this message, and I'll call them by it, and they will follow me. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the preaching of this gospel are the very means that God has ordained to call out his people. The preaching of his gospel, by it, sinners are quickened to life. We read in James 1, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. Peter declared unto his people in his epistle, he said, we're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible by the word of God. God uses this preaching of this gospel of Christ Jesus, salvation in the substitute, by his blood and his righteousness to quicken dead sinners, to open blind eyes. How is a sinner's eyes opened? Through the preaching of this gospel. It's God who commands the light to shine out of darkness in our hearts, that we might see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And that is done through the preaching of this gospel. God has ordained the preaching of this gospel to reveal Christ to our heart. It's the very means that God has given in a method to grant faith and to communicate faith is through the gospel. We read in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. We see in this gospel the declaration, plain and simple, of salvation through Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption. This gospel of Jesus Christ meets the need of everyone who will believe it and receive it. Christ is made unto those who believe wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. It is a gospel that glorifies God's mercy and his justice in salvation. He said, this gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who hears it, receives it, and believes it. And then he says this in verse 17 of Romans 1, for therein, in this gospel, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, this good news of mercy to the guilty, grace to the miserable. He said, therein is the righteousness of God revealed in this gospel from faith to faith. The gospel of Christ reveals the righteousness of God. If we would seek salvation and life in Christ with God, his righteousness must be established. For God is holy, just, and righteous. And in order to be loved by God, accepted by God, and justified before God, we must have a perfect righteousness to stand before him. Now, I know this about our depravity and our sin. This righteousness that God demands of the sinner is not performed by the deeds of our hand. This righteousness that's talked about here in verse 17, the righteousness of God wherein it's revealed, is a righteousness that's established by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a righteousness that's established by his obedience, and it's a righteousness that's imputed freely and sovereignly to sinners. We read in Romans chapter 4. Now listen to these verses carefully. Do you know anything about or have you ever heard of imputed righteousness? This is what he's talking about here. This is where the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel, and it's the gospel that tells us of imputation. What shall we say then? This is Romans chapter 4, verse 1. What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof the glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Now listen carefully. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is a man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Now we cannot obtain salvation anywhere, and we cannot obtain righteousness anywhere but through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where the righteousness of God is revealed. Now, he's not talking here about the essential character of God. He's talking about the imputed righteousness given to believers through the Lord Jesus Christ. We see this taught all through Scripture. We know by the disobedience of one, that is Adam in the garden, many became sinners, even so by the righteousness of another, the Lord Jesus Christ, many are declared righteous. In Christ we have righteousness. He is called and revealed in Scripture. He's the Lord, our righteousness. This righteousness is not known and understood by the light of nature. It must be revealed to our heart in Christ. And that's what the gospel does. The gospel shows us that the Lord Jesus Christ established righteousness for us, satisfied God's law and justice on our behalf, and that is the righteousness we enjoy. It's a righteousness given by imputation. That is, it's given of God, and it is in Christ Jesus. Now listen to this verse 17 again, Romans 1, 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. It's revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Righteousness is secured by Christ and received by faith. It's freely imputed, and this imputed righteousness is revealed by God, and it's received by faith, from faith to faith. That is, the basis of faith and the foundation of faith is the Word of God. The object of faith is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our righteousness. This God-given faith receives the Lord Jesus Christ as everything in salvation. And the just live by faith. Did you know that saving faith, real, genuine, true saving faith, looks to Christ only for salvation? For a justifying righteousness before God is in Christ Jesus, and saving faith looks to Christ. Now we read this statement four times in Scripture, the just shall live by faith. We begin by faith. Christ is the author and finisher of faith. We continue in faith. We're kept by the power of God, and by His grace, all who believe, they die in faith, resting upon Christ, our righteousness. We read in Romans chapter 4, verse 16, Therefore it is of faith, that is, salvation is received by faith, that it might be by grace, by the sovereign grace of God, to this end, to this purpose, that the promise might be sure to all who believe. You see, my friend, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are His. Now, I pray the Lord will give you some wisdom and understanding in knowing the gospel of God's saving grace in Christ Jesus and this righteousness that's imputed through the obedience of Christ, through the death of Christ, through His redeeming blood.